This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. South Dakota Water Management Board hearings continue Tuesday to determine if water should be allocated to build the Keystone XL pipeline. Two initial days of hearings took place at the beginning of the month. A witness for TC Energy spent much of the day on the stand agreeing with conclusions of an engineer who has recommended issuing the permit. Toward the end of the day, a witness from the Yankton Sioux Tribe stepped up to testify, as Victoria Wicks reports.
The mission for this day of hearings is limited to water quantity, not quality, and specifically addresses the Cheyenne River. The board will hear testimony on the waters of the Bad River and White River separately. Toward the end of the day, the Yankton Sioux Tribal Historic Preservation Officer is allowed to testify out of turn because he's not available the next day. And being out of turn, Kip Spotted Eagle is able to address water quality, other rivers, public good, and beneficial use. He's under cross by TC Attorney William Taylor when the tribe's attorney, Rebecca Kidder, objects.
Do you know if the federal courts have established the traditional territory of the tribe?
Objection. He's asking for a legal conclusion. He's also asking for information that is irrelevant.
I'm asking a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no answer.
Spotted Eagle tells Taylor the courts established reservation boundaries, which are very different from the traditional territory of the Seven Council Fires.
My traditional territory goes throughout the whole way, wherever the buffalo roamed, wherever the Catlinite pipe existed, wherever the Siouxian language was spoken.
Spotted Eagle says tribes were not consulted when the pipeline route was established, and he says when considering preservation of cultural resources, water needs to be included as one of them. After this first day of hearings, Board Chairman Jim Huttmacher indicates the aim of finishing testimony by end of day Thursday is probably not realistic. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Wisconsin's Climate Change Task Force will include two members from tribes. The state's governor created the task force, calling climate change a grave threat to health, safety, and the economy. Ben Meyer has more.
Dylan Jennings is on the tribal council of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. He also works at the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Jennings says the task force created by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will advise the administration on policy, work on reducing the state's carbon footprint, and improve renewable energy.
As a member of one of our tribal communities, you know, we're very proud of our subsistence lifestyle and the way that we live, and it's very much rooted and connected to our environment.
Forest County Potawatomi Attorney General Jeff Crawford will also serve on the task force. In creating the group, Evers said, for too long, we've been ignoring science. Jennings is looking forward to bringing a tribal perspective to discussions.
Our worldview as tribal communities, you know, paired with the traditional knowledge that our communities hold, is an excellent addition to the task force and should provide, you know, a very unique perspective.
The task force will work with the Office of Sustainability and Clean Energy and be chaired by Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. For National Native News, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
The Durango Herald reports Fort Lewis College is working to give back 51 remains and items to two Colorado tribes. The college reportedly started the repatriation process in the 1990s, but it has been stalled for years. The Southern Ute and the Ute Mountain Ute tribes plan to rebury the remains and cultural items. Officials hope the transfer will happen in the next couple of years. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.